One of my earliest memories in life is sitting in the back seat of a Ford station wagon, tired, cold, and listening to The Closer I Get to You by Roberta Flack. I was wet and shivering and impatiently waiting for the hot air of the wagon's heater to make its way through my skin and into the chilled bones of my body. The year was 1978. The city was San Francisco, and I was 6 years old. Something incredibly shocking had just occurred to me. Something I couldn't explain, but changed my perspective on life. Only possessing a child's mind and vocabulary, I couldn't express what I was experiencing. I could only sit, shiver, and feel. So I did just that, alone in the back seat of a station wagon, mumbling along with a song, hoping the music might calm my mind and cleanse it of what I'd experienced and wished I had not. In the years to come, I'd periodically recall this fractured memory, bouncing it against the walls of my mind until I grew tired and slipped into another thought. Then, around the time of my 10th birthday, I shared the memory with my father. "That was the day you drowned at Ocean Beach," he said. "I'd warned you not to play in the surf. Still, you did. Your brothers, your sisters, your mom and I, we were resting higher up on the beach. When I found you, you were limp and unconscious and floating in the wash. In the end, you coughed up a lot of water, and you were shaking pretty good, but you were okay. We didn't have a dry towel, so we sat you down in the back seat of the station wagon. We idled the car and turned on the heater to warm you up." The infusion of my father's information didn't, as I thought it might, clarify the feelings surrounding my memory. It merely provided external context for the powerful internalized emotions I was experiencing. A superficial explanation for a gap in my linear consciousness. Steeped in this realization, I remained numb to my father's words, opting instead to hold fast to the memory of sitting, shivering, and feeling that which falls between the cracks of description. That which affects me today just as much as it did that fateful day. I felt myself die, and then, moments later, live again.